So what did you get from our scripture? What should we do today?
Praise
the Lord. Good morning, and thank you for showing up with us today and to worship. Today is the last day of 2023. If you were to write that out in numbers, it's 123, 123. I'll give you a minute to think about that. The weeks leading up to Christmas Day have been a blur of frantic activity. There have been an endless round of activities to attend. There were frequent and exhausting trips, shopping, groceries, and the post office lines. And for some, this time of year, it can be the most depressing time of year due to loss. Loss of just about anything. A job, a house, a loved one. Since this Sunday falls between December 25th and January 1st, all of the hectic busyness or the depression that has consumed our lives will soon be behind us. How should we then approach this Sunday as Christ followers? How should we respond to God's call to worship? We will
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's what we're going to do today. Friends, will you pray with me? Our gracious and loving God, I open my heart to your Spirit so Jesus may take the words from my mouth and my heart to be acceptable to you as I share them with these friends today. Amen. This morning we have two topics that we're going to try and explore or at least be introduced to. The first one is praising God, and the second one is names of God. And the reason we're doing that is because to praise God, we want to be able to use some different names. So first, we're going to look at Psalm 148 to find out what the psalmist is telling us before we begin our praise using different names of God. The psalm appears to be a very routine song of praise composed of very typical elements of praising God. First, an invitation to praise, accompanied by a number of reasons for praise. But Psalm 148 is anything but ordinary. As a community of faith, we have the opportunity to step back from the frenzy of the holiday season and reflect upon the events of last year and rejoice in events to come. But when we hear the psalmist today, we hear the call to give praise to God, beginning with the very first word, Alleluia, which translated, praise the Lord. This is repeated 15 times in this psalm. So why is this psalm anything but extraordinary? The first indication is the expanded length of the invitation to praise, matched by the scale of the content. While most songs of praise push towards inclusivity, this psalm, Psalm 148, is the ultimate in this regard. It invites praise from the highest heavens to the depths of the earth, including representatives from both of those realms. This invitation is to everything that breathes, which invites praise from everything that exists. Breath is not required for praise. Even the inanimate residents of the two realms participate in this outpouring of praise. Psalm 148 is a testimony to God's involvement with the entire creation. This psalm moves from the heavenly realm toward humanity. It is God's covenant with humankind, the creatures, and the earth itself. Karl Barth suggests that this psalm impresses a deep humility on humankind. He says, as we must say of human beings, they are what they are. They are only in gratitude towards God. We shall have to say the same of all the other creatures. So the first element of this psalm's anthropology, or the study of humankind, is not what distinguishes humanity from the rest of creation, but it invites humanity to all of the rest. As the repeated refrain of the psalm makes very clear, this unity is found in the wonder of the praise to God. Barth's allusion to the responsibility is mostly suggestive, but just because humanity can voice praise native to all creation, humankind has a unique responsibility. But there is more to this responsibility. The responsibility is not to just call upon the rest of creation for praise, but for humankind to attend to the well-being of the rest of the creation so that it can survive to give praise also. We definitely get that we are to praise God from Psalm 148. And since Christmas is past, it would be easy to think that the occasion for joy and praise is also past. Yet, as God's community of the faithful, we can join in the universe and rejoice as we give praise to God on this Sunday and continue to give praise daily. So, how do we offer praise to God daily? And this is our second topic. I'd like to introduce you to the Hebrew names of God, what they mean, and when to use them to call upon God. But first, my name is Dina. That's what some people call me. It was also Dina Louise when my mother was mad at me. I have other names I go by as well. Mom, grandma, great-grandma, auntie grandma, grandma Dina, teacher, consultant, pastor, spiritual director, doctor, daughter, granddaughter, an enthusiastic but terrible singer, a quilter, a researcher, you get the idea, right? So, what are some of the names that people call you? And I'm going to give Susan a chance to tell us so that you get what I'm going to get from you. Susan, what do other people call you by name?
The ones that I can say are Mom.
Grandma.
Coach.
Very good. So I'm going to come out here. Diane, what do other people call you?
Friend.
I think we should go with piano player, don't you think, or pianist? Yes, we should do that. Very accomplished pianist at that. Do you have a name that somebody else calls you by?
Yes.
What?
Dear.
I like that one. Do you have a name that somebody calls you by?
Mama E.
Okay. And let's go with Becky. What other names do people call you by?
Aunt B.
I don't think I've heard that name before. Anybody else have a name that somebody else calls you by that's different? Oh, we better go with Judy, because she gets to be called?
Ashkim.
And Chatham.
Chatham is my dear.
My dear.
And Ashkim is my love.
My love. Judar, which is a very close family. She forgot grandma already. The baby's a week old. And, oh, that's what they called you. Okay. You got Judar. All right. Deb, anybody on Zoom have another name? And you'll have to, you can say it out loud so I can say it. If somebody has other names that they're called by. Anybody on Zoom, does somebody call you something different than you've already heard? There's a hand. June, what do you say?
Little hamster.
My little hamster? I like that.
My little hamster.
A little hamster. Anyone else on Zoom? Okay, what do we know from these names that people call us? What's kind of the link or the key?
He hit me on the head.
It's family. It's the relationship that we have with them. That's how we get these names. So, this is our key today for God's names. That we know what name to call when we need God. Because these people call us those names when they need us. So we call God by specific names. Now, we sort of get into ruts, don't we? We always just sort of call God, God. But I wanted to know, is there anybody out here who calls God by a different name? Either on Zoom or out here. And if you tell me, then I'll say it out loud for the recording.
I call him my
My Heavenly Father, excellent. So when you think of when you do your daily prayers, what do you start with? Dear Lord, all right? Dear Jesus. Abba Father. Okay, we haven't gotten anything too unusual going on here, do we? Does everybody recognize all those names? All right. I'm at the end of my notes. I got to go back up here. Besides that, it was also the cue to come back up here. So, now, here's another question. When you're at your most desperate state of mind, what name do you call out to God in the middle of the night? Or usually it's 2:00 in the morning when we have our most desperate times. Do you have a different name for God? Blessed Father, excellent. So I don't think, or I don't believe that this is new for any of us, but I'm going to repeat it before we move on. God created us in God's image to have a relationship with God. And so all of the names we've come up with, either what people call us or what we call God, is because of the relationship that we have with them or with God. In the Hebrew language, there is a name for God for any reason that you would need to talk to with God or the relationship you have with God. And the nice thing about the Hebrew language with all of these names, it is a description of what it is that's that relationship. So Deb is going to put up a very small piece because I wanted you to be able to see the Hebrew parts of it. So we have a name. So we have Yahweh, we have Elohim, we have Adonai. We have it written in Hebrew. Then we have what its meaning is, and then we have where it came from in our scripture. This list has 87 names on it that Hebrews use for God. If you're interested in that, I printed out some extra copies so that you can have all 7 pages of it. If not, then we are going to just have a couple of ideas here so you get what the Hebrew language does. So if we're addressing God, starting with a greeting, we would say Elohim, which means mighty God or Lord God of gods. If we want to begin with something more personal, we would say Yahweh. Yahweh means the Lord. We get Yahweh from first in Psalm 23. David uses the term Yahweh, the Lord. He starts that psalm with just 2 words, the Lord. The rest of the psalm is 115 words written to describe what Yahweh is to David or to us. So if you wanted to say, so the Lord, what he is to us, so the shepherd, a guide, or a healer. So if you wanted to say Yahweh Elohim, that is Lord God of gods, to give you an idea of what that is. In Hebrew, if you're calling out God for peace, you would say Yahweh Shalom, which is what we heard in the pastoral prayer this morning. If you're offering peace to someone that you are just leaving or saying goodbye in a greeting, you would just say Shalom or peace. Another example is Adon, which means my Lord, or Adonai. And Adonai is Lord of Lords, which we heard from the hymn earlier, Hallelujah from Handel's Messiah, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When I was doing the research for this, okay, Deb, you can go back. So when I was doing the research for this, I found this list that had 87 names with the Hebrew and everything in it. I found something that had 25 names, which was a lot more palatable to deal with, and then one with 7 names. But to suffice it to say, God has a lot of names, depending on the relationship God has to the object or to the person. Now, in case I've lost you with all the Hebrew names in God, let's move to the insert that I provided in your bulletin. It's in English, and it's 2 pages. And it didn't seem to matter how many times I proofed that thing. It has a couple of typos in it, and I am sorry. But on the insert, you'll have a name for God and a reference for when it is mentioned in Scripture. We've already talked about Yahweh, which begins with a Y, by the way, not a W. The second one is Yahweh Jehovah. Jehovah means I am. To Yahweh Jehovah is the Lord I am. Yahweh Elohe, which we talked about earlier, is my God. Where have we heard this name before? My God, or Elohe, Elohe, why have you forsaken me? So Isaiah 9:6, we have spoken or sung these names several times this Christmas season. And on the other side of your insert, we've got the Word, John 1:1. We hear this name several times during this season of Christ's birth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you look through the list, you will see that there is a name to call God when you're in need of healing, of redemption, needing guidance, a shepherd, etc. So for 2024, I would like to challenge you and me, challenge us, to use a new Hebrew name for God in prayer for a week at a time, and then select a new name for the next week. Read the scripture that accompanies it for a very small devotion to start your day with praise through prayer. Now, do these two pages of the names of God seem a little daunting to you? They were very daunting to me. So I made a smaller list, and it has a nice border around it, so you can post it in a prominent place to remind you to praise God every day using a different Hebrew name. So in closing, I'd like to further our challenge and dive deeper into praising God. Dr. Tony Evans, and I left his book over there, I'm sorry. But I have a book by Dr. Tony Evans, who is a very dynamic pastor. He wrote a book called Praying the Names of God, and he prays the names of the Hebrew names of God. So I read Jehovah Shalom through the pastoral prayer. If you're interested in praising God this year and doing so with different names of God, if you're really serious about doing this, I highly recommend buying this small book. It's $11. For each name of God, it has four sections for a prayer: to praise God, to confess to God, thanksgiving to God, and then an application or a commitment to practice for the next week. I will have a copy in the back, so if you want to look through it before you purchase it, you can. But that's a big commitment if you're interested in doing that. Psalm 148, we're called to praise God and to protect those who need to be protected so they can survive in order to praise God as well. In Scripture, we have very many names for God. I say, let's step out of our prayer routines and let's praise God using different names for God this year. We all have a lot to be thankful for. So let's praise God together every day in 2024. In closing, here is another prayer of praise to Yahweh Jehovah, which is our relationship God, written by Tony Evans. We are going to do Jehovah Eloheinu, the Lord our God. Jehovah Eloheinu, you are worthy of all praise and adoration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places, and you hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. We lift up your name, Jehovah, as we seek your face. We honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. Jehovah Eloheinu, to know you and to be known by you, to experience the depth of this intimacy in our heart's greatest cry, give us the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love that you have for us. Where our hearts have become hardened or jaded, remind us of the purity of your love and gently massage it back open. Where our minds have become too analytical, give us the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of all your hands. Delight our souls with your word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow down our steps so that abiding with you becomes a way of life every day. Help us honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. Amen.